You've just been to Kashmir. I mean, first of all, just set the scene for us. Can you describe what life's like for people there?
Life is difficult. No more difficult in many ways than life is for the vast bulk of people in India. Kashmir is actually one of the more wealthy parts of the country, but nonetheless is politically one of the most troubled, of course. For 20 years there's been a very high degree of violence. Only the last few years have seen that violence falling away. Violence has been rooted in the mess that was left by the British when they left the subcontinent in 1947, when Kashmir, a former princely kingdom in the Himalayas, coveted by both Pakistan and India, was split between them. That situation has never really been resolved to everybody's satisfaction, and recent years have seen a violent insurgency, certainly through the 90s, right through to 2002-03. A diminution, as it were, less violence in recent years, but nonetheless still ongoing. I got caught up in a military operation in which there was a firefight in one of the strongholds of militancy that still exists. So residual violence, better than it was, but still some grave problems. Most notably, a lot of rioting recently.
Now, today, Indian and Pakistani foreign secretaries meet in New Delhi for the first time since the Mumbai attacks in November of 2008. Is there much optimism that the resumption of high-level diplomacy will achieve anything?
No, not really. I think the real point is that they're actually just talking, and that's enough. They haven't really talked since Mumbai. Even before Mumbai, the peace process between the two countries was slowing down. It saw some momentum gathering in 2004, 5, 6, 7, then began to slow down. The end of 2008 saw Mumbai and pretty much the peace process frozen. The fact that they are now talking, even if there are great difficulties in working out exactly what they're going to talk about constructively, is enough in itself, and I don't think Washington's influence in this should be underestimated.
What's in it for Washington? Why does America want India and Pakistan to resolve their differences over Kashmir?
The two elements. One is that Kashmir is a flashpoint. Pakistan and India are both nuclear powers. They fought four wars over Kashmir in the last 60-odd years. It is a cause of grave instability, and it's a cause of kind of hostility that slows the economic development of both nations, both of which are currently allies of the US. But most importantly, and this is where the current impetus comes from, if you like, the current pressure, is that there's a link between Kashmir and what's going on in Afghanistan. It's one of those links that geopolitics is full of, particularly in this neighbourhood, which is very complicated. But basically, the Pakistanis believe that they need to keep a degree of control over what happens in Afghanistan, a Pakistani-friendly government in Afghanistan, because they fear invasion from the east, from India. One of the reasons they fear that invasion is this thorn in the side of the relations of both countries, which is Kashmir. So the idea is that you solve Kashmir, you improve the relationships between India and Pakistan. In so doing, you make the Pakistanis less frightened or worried about the Indians, which means they have more troops to commit to a fight against Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, and much more political will. One of the reasons that the Pakistani security establishment has been supporting some elements of the Taliban over recent years is because they want to use them as proxies in Afghanistan. If there's peace with India, that reason for using those proxies goes away. That's the theory anyway.